welcome back, everybody. Time once again to meet our community, the Hispanic business community here in Orange County, powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and led by today the man who seems to know just about everybody, John Gutierrez. Welcome, sir.
Yes, welcome, everybody, to our community podcast show powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. I'm your host, John Gutierrez, and your vice president here. And with us today, we have a returning guest who's been on our show again before, and we really appreciate her coming back. Soledad Rivera, who is the manager and community relations, would you say?
Department
at CalOptima Health. Welcome back to the show, Soledad.
Thank you so much. It's always great to be here. I appreciate you having me. And it's always great to come and speak about CalOptima Health and what we're doing in our community, the services we're providing, and how do we support our members and the community at large. Most importantly, our mission being to increase the well-being and the health of our community. And we can't do that without the collaboration and partnership of people like the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce.
We want to thank you first and foremost because CalOptima does a great job in the community, of course, serving all of Orange County. And recently, we actually had a collaboration through our Health and Wellness Committee. That's part of our chamber, right? And CalOptima hosted us. And if you don't know where CalOptima is in the city of Orange.
Yes.
Beautiful setup there, by the way.
Thank you
for having us. This is the second time we do this.
Yes.
And it turned out to be a great event of just, I would say, really good information, right? And we invited a lot of our business owners, members of our chamber, because we wanted to make sure that they gathered this information from you, mm-hmm. your staff, people in your departments, and then they could take that back to their employees, to their staff. And it was really about sharing a lot of resources. What did you think of the event?
I think, and thank you so much, John, to bring that back, because I think it was such an important event. It was so well received. The comments we got from all the attendees were amazing. And I think we need to continue to do that. That partnership is great. It supports so many. The small businesses are the backbone of our community. And being able to provide that information about health, about preventive services, about everything that is out there that could support those business owners. But most important, the employees, because at the end it goes back to their families and the community as a whole. So being able to bring those resources and the experts that were there that day, I think was such a good, we're very proud of that partnership for sure.
And I definitely want to give a big shout out to your CEO.
You.
He spoke that day, and also the chairman of your board mm-hmm. that day. And we also had other speakers, right? First and foremost, let's give a big shout out to our Health and Wellness Committee, right? It took us a few months to put this together, and we wanted it strategically make sure that we hit certain point. Mm-hmm. And I know one of our friends from one of our members, Dr. Lori Ochoa, spoke also on some good information on how we can help our own employees, us as business owners, right? How we can deal with certain issues of stress,
yes.
right? Of course, Miriam with Mint Insurance, another one of our members, spoke on a lot of the benefits and things that are changing in Medicare with seniors and the adults, right? And then you guys had, of course, a few speakers. Share a
yes.
little bit about that, if you don't mind.
So, yes, we have, I think what you're saying is also, yeah. again, very important because the idea was to have a well-rounded event that mm-hmm. covered several areas, but they were compatible. They were following the same theme. And so we had Dr. Rose. They spoke about community and equity and how do we support our community with all the services CalOptima has. We have Ann Tran, which is the director of social services agencies, who brought in information about all the changes that are happening right now with social services, the application to Medi-Cal, the application to CalFresh, the new things are needed in order for people to be able
changes,
to apply.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
The requirements.
Yes.
And then, like you said, we had Miriam, who spoke about then how is this affecting our seniors as well? All these
exactly.
changes are affecting the seniors. And again, what support the community has. That's the thing we can't forget. It's scary to hear about all that's coming, but at the same time, let's remember there's so many community partners like the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce that are there to support the community. And then you had Dr. Ochoa, which was able to cover the mental health. So we had a little piece of everything
yeah.
that really yeah. was compatible with each other in order to provide a well-rounded event.
I always tell people when they ask me, what is the Orange County Hispanic Chamber? What is it about? Is it some people think sometimes we're just doing networking events and mixers, right? And they don't realize also the value mm-hmm. that we bring when we collaborate
yes.
like we did with you all. because now we have some of our members there. We also had a little business expo, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
Health and Buenos Business Expo. So we had other people there that were part of 211, right? Mm-hmm. And then also we had other people from other resources there. But it was good that we brought together the community and then we provided updated information, just like in any other industry. Mm-hmm. Real estate has things changing all the time.
Exactly.
In different industries, things are evolving and changing. And for us, we felt, I think, as a health and wellness committee, that this was a good time to bring business owners together, or members of our chamber, and collaborate with you all. And then, man, you guys had a great team of people there.
Thank you.
Which I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Do you want to share a little bit about maybe your department? Or
Sure.
I saw there was a big group there.
Definitely. And like you said, John, it's so important. As you mentioned, different businesses have different requirements, changes all the time. But if people are not healthy, which is the primary thing we need in order for functioning in our community, have the jobs, the employees not be able to miss work, kids not missing school, then that was so important to bring again. The people should be able to use those resources. Mm. So our department, Community Relations, focus mainly, again, as the name says, in creating those relationships with the community. Educating, we have a large team, about 12. They go into the community, do presentations. They meet with different stakeholders. We also host events, co-host events, and support events in the community, meaning our team goes at a table in the community so we can share the information about all the services CalOptima Health has to offer to our members and to people that would like to become members as well.
Speaking of events, right? You have a pretty big event coming up.
Yes.
Share with us, obviously, what the event entails, the date, and how can we support you? How can we help you or the community as far as either inviting the community or if you're looking for other people to help out with any type of just donations? Share a little bit about this event because you've been doing this for a while now.
Yes. So excited about the event that's coming. And also, like I mentioned, we co-host and host events and support other agencies. And CalOptima Health has what we call signature events, which is the events that we host. We have 4 in the year. So the one that is coming up, and we're so proud of it, is the 4th year, is in our back to school health and wellness fair. So what we do, and I think what makes me more excited about this event, that it's not only a distribution of items to prepare children to go back to school, but it's how do we bring all these resources together with a common goal in one place. We know families are trying to make ends meet. We know that they're working several jobs. We know that it's hard, not because they don't want to make appointments to go to the doctor. You need vision, dental, you need medical, the school needs vaccines, they need all these things. So how do you do that? So our idea was, let's bring it all together in one place. So when they come here, they can get it all in one place. So if the child needs a physical, there's going to be a mobile unit there providing physical exams, dental exams, vision screening. So they need glasses, the glasses will be provided there. And then we have distribution. We have backpacks with the school supplies, shoes, socks, lunch boxes, helmets for bikes, because we know a lot of kids do use their bikes and helmets are not cheap. So anything we can provide to make sure that child is ready to go back to school and take that burden out of the family, because we know, again, it's an additional expense to prepare the children to go back to school and have everything they need to have. So how do we, as CalOptima, knowing that health is important, but also there's other things that are part of health, having the items you need, having being able not to have that stress, having to have your parents feel good, all those things affect the children and the family as a whole. So for us, it was so important to be able to bring, again, all this together in one place. And of course, it's always going to be fun. We have entertainment. We have kids dancing, an ice cream truck, a taco truck, a balloon artist.
Sounds like
it is a great time. And usually, the first time we did this in Tustin, we move it around the county to make sure we serve as many people as possible. We had 5,000 attendees. Last year, we had a little bit over 4,000. So we're expecting a large this year. It's going to be in Orange in August 1st at El Modena High School. The most important things, as much as we would love to support everybody, obviously, supplies are limited. So first come, first serve. But we still want everybody to be able to, we have haircuts. So it's so exciting to see the children walking out of that event, holding their back, guns, pulling it back because there's so much supplies in it, with their new shoes, with their haircut, and just so excited. It is the best. And again, we can't do that by ourselves. So bringing all those agencies together, it is just amazing, the energy and the work that gets done that day.
Wow. You remind me a lot of when I was a kid growing up in Santa Ana. back then, my dad and my mom would take us to go get supplies. Yeah. And we were one of those families that my dad was a hardworking landscape worker and my mom was a stay-at-home mom, of course. And so we lived on a really tight budget. My parents could only afford so much, and there was five of us.
Yeah.
And so when I look back now, listening to you talk about all this, it warms my heart to know that you're doing this in the community, right? That we're providing these kind of services because there's a family out there like we were, right? And they have four or five kids. It's expensive,
it is expensive
to get four or five backpacks and school supplies. And schools will require you to bring these things. If you don't have them, schools will do their best to try to provide them, but they're also on tight budgets. So the fact that 4,000 or 5,000 of these people can come to your event, and you're telling me, yeah, the kids are carrying all this, but I'm sure the parents are like, what a blessing.
Yeah.
This is amazing because you save a lot of money. So to those agencies that are partnering with you, that are helping you out, can you name a few? Who are they? Or is it they're under the umbrella of CalOptima?
No.
It's just like people that are helping out?
So many agencies we have so many. We're very lucky in Orange County to have so many nonprofits because they have to be community-based organizations, nonprofits that participate in this event. But we try to look for agencies that are geared to the event.
Okay.
So we look for agencies for children. So we will have 211 because obviously they provide services for everybody.
Yeah.
We have Central City, Serve the People, Herc Family Clinic. They're all going to be the mobile units there.
Oh, okay.
And then we have Capital City distributing food and diapers.
Wow.
Healthbridge will do bike helmets. Then we have Karina's Backpacks will do the backpacks. And H4H Foundation will do the shoes. So we have all, and there's, I apologize if I don't name everybody.
No, it's okay. I just wanted to kind of,
I
think it's important for people to know out there that if you're somebody that wants to help out, wants to get involved, what a great event, what a beautiful impact you make. Why not reach out to, you can make a comment here, wherever you see this, make a comment that you either want to attend, support, maybe volunteer, right?
For volunteers, as much as we would like to take a lot of the community members, right now, as a CalOptima Health, we use only CalOptima Health members.
Okay, that's good to know.
CalOptima Health employees, I'm sorry, staff members, because there's
a lot
with the liability,
right?
The coordination,
the
insurance and things like that, especially if you're a school district. So there's a lot that goes to it. We will love in the future to be able to do that, and I think we're working on that as well. But just knowing the community supports the event, that if you need to be at the event, please attend the event.
Anybody can attend? Or
anybody
you have to pre-register somewhere?
For this event, it's not pre-registration.
Really?
Yes.
Families can just show
families
up?
Families can just show up,
wow.
Yes.
And so do you have this huge line?
Yes. We usually have a line from 6 o'clock in the morning.
Before it starts?
Before the event starts at 9 to 1.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
But it's also, you
it
know.
Shows the need.
Right? I recently said to somebody in my family, we have a family group text, and I had gotten up early, dropped off my wife at her office, and I had gone to my local church where I grew up in Santa Ana, which is La Pilar Church in Santa Ana. That's where I was baptized. That's where I grew up. So I was like, I'm going to stop by the church and just say a little prayer there. And as I'm driving down First Street over there, I guess there's like a county, kind of like a food bank, right? And it was really interesting to see how many cars.
Yeah.
This was like at, I want to say like 8:30 in the morning. I thought there was like an accident because the cars were like, I was like, what happened? Why is there so many cars? But then I realized they were all lined up on the edge of the street. And that's when I started realizing that it went all the way around the corner. And I was like, wow, all these people in line waiting to get food. And it just really hits you when you're driving. You're just like, there's a need.
There's a big need.
To your point. There's a need.
Exactly.
And sometimes we don't realize it, or we don't think.
It's Orange County. We think it's not a need in Orange County.
Which a lot of people, when you go out of Orange County, say, oh, Orange County has so much money in Orange County. But there's pockets in Orange County where there's poverty level. And you don't realize that. I didn't know this until recently. And obviously, you probably have a better understanding. The percentage of children that live below the poverty line in Orange County was very shocking when I was at an event, and they said, and that poverty line also, the way it's defined, as even though you're not homeless,
yes,
living in the street. But because we're talking about supplies here and school and all, yeah, this, you're considered also, quote unquote, somewhat homeless when you live in a small apartment of, let's say, one
combined
bedroom,
families.
Combined families, because now that child doesn't have a place to study. Mm-hmm. That child doesn't have a place to go work. And I know in movies we see this, but when you're seeing a child sitting in the little table, which is the dining table, mm-hmm, in the little apartment, meanwhile, people are trying to eat. There's a lot going on. People are coming home from work. How is that child going to have that privacy, yeah, to work and focus on the homework? That sets that child behind. Now they wake up late to go to school. Mm-hmm. They're tired. Maybe they're hungry, right? Yep. So all these things play a factor in your development, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure you hear all these stories.
And then I worked at the school district before. I managed the homeless system. So there's, yes, two different laws per se. So there's HUD telling you what's a homeless definition. I should say definition of homelessness. Mm-hmm. And there's the educational code that defines homelessness under the McKinney-Vento law, a different one.
Interesting.
So for HUD, it says anybody who has no stable residence on nighttime. So you're sleeping, but you have to be on the streets, in a parking lot, mm-hmm, anywhere there's not a set place. For the educational code, you can be homeless if you're double up, which is what you mean, two, three, triple up. It's what we call when there's two, three families living in a home.
Wow.
You're couch surfing. That means you're sleeping in different couches every night. For HUD, you're not homeless if that's happening. Mm-hmm. For the educational code, you are. And so far, we haven't been able to match those two definitions. So that's what different approaches when that's the situation. They're not considered homeless. Yeah, and that happened a lot during the pandemic because you had those children. They had to show their face in camera for the classroom. But some of them were in the restroom because that's the only place they had a place to be, to study. Everybody else in the house was there because you couldn't go to work. And so I used to talk to the teacher and tell them, you might not want to do that. Those children are embarrassed.
It's interesting you mention the couch and, mm-hmm, being embarrassed. When I got to college at Chico State in the summer of 1994, I was in the dorms and my roommate was from Oakland. And you don't know who your roommates are going to be, right? I'm homesick. I'm there for the summer bridge. It was a summer bridge program, which gets you comfortable with going into the school year, right? I was the first one to go to the university in my family, so it was very new to me. And I was 13, 14 hours away from home, mm-hmm, so it was very scary. And I never forget, after about a month in, my roommate comes up to me and he says, John, and I often tell this story, and my mom doesn't like me telling this story, but I tell this story because I think it has a lot of meaning. He said, John, he says, your side is always so clean. Your bed's always done. Your desk is always so clean. Man, you're making me look bad because my side is so messy. He's giving me a hard time, guy to guy. And I remember looking at him and saying, this is the first time that I have my own bed and my own desk. Mm-hmm. And he looked at me like I was joking. And he's like, nah, man, are you serious? And I said, yeah. I said, actually, I grew up sleeping in the couch my whole life. As a kid, our home was very small. And I actually look back now and I think that's who made me today as, mm-hmm, a podcast host, because I grew up watching The Little Rascals, Pee-Pee Longstocking, The Three Stooges, like all these. I was in front of the TV as a kid in this couch, right? So what I'm trying to tell you is, as a kid, I didn't know any different.
Yeah.
To me, it was like, this is the best place to sleep because the TV's here, the kitchen's right there. I loved eating my cereal and watching these shows. I feel like it taught me a lot of my skills, mm-hmm, that I know today, right? But it wasn't until recently that somebody at an event who knows all this about the educational system in Santa Ana said, wow, John, so in today's world, you were considered a kid who was homeless.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you were homeless. And I'm like, what? And so that kind of threw, yeah, me off. I was like, excuse me? And he says, yeah, because you slept in the couch. You, mm-hmm, didn't have your own room. You didn't have your own bed. You didn't have, per se, your own corner to study. And so as a kid, you don't know any different. I think it builds resilience, but it isn't until I was in college, yeah, where my friend said, why did you sleep in the couch? Like, why didn't you have, yeah, your own bed? That you kind of go, well, I never thought about that. That's just the way it was. The point of why I'm telling this story is I love what Cal Optima does. I love what you're doing for the community, because I was one of those kids we were those kids growing up in Santa Ana. I grew up on Highland and Flower. I went to the Boys and Girls Club literally almost every day. So, you know, we love what you're doing. We appreciate what you're doing. I can't wait to be at the event. If any of you want to just help out, donate, get involved with this great event, I think it's needed in our community. How can they reach you guys, or where can they go to see more about this? Is there, like, they can go online and hear more about it?
They can go online. We have a flyer. Also, we have something we call Community Update that is like a newsletter that goes out with all the events that we're doing. And I guess they also can reach out to me directly, and I can give you my information. So if they want to send an email or something, that I can respond to.
Leave us a comment, and I'll connect you, of course, with Soledad.
Yes.
Anything else that we could do as a community for you all? Just spread the word?
Just spread the word. Not mainly just educate with the information you heard during the event, the conference. How do we make sure there's so many, again, so many agencies serving the community. I just want to make sure people understand that, yes, times are difficult, but there's also, at the same time, so many agencies out there wanting to help, wanted to provide those services. Learn about the services. There are so many services Cal Optima Health offer its members that many people are not familiar with it. Transportation, interpretation. There's so much more within our new programs like CalAIM and other programs that we have. There's so many services. And so, again, one agency cannot do it all by itself. We know that. And that's why we're so proud and happy to have so many partners, especially like the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And also our CEO always says, we're better together. So we can't not do it alone. But also want to make comments that we do have also a Thanksgiving event that we do at our building.
That's right.
And we distribute turkeys, hams, and meals for the families.
Wow.
But then we do have a holiday event. And now this year we're incorporating a One Care, which is one of our departments that serves the seniors. It's going to be at Delhi Center.
Nice.
And it, again, we will have mobile units to provide services. There's going to be distribution of items for seniors, some presentations about diabetes on specific areas that seniors are being, areas that are more, that they're, I don't know how to say this, but I guess that they are having more issues, more health issues related to those specific areas for some of our seniors.
Yes.
So we want to make sure we are also bringing that information to them.
Again, thank you for everything you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Cal Optima is a great program in our community. And I just want to make sure anybody who's viewing this or seeing this or listening to this, keep in mind, sometimes your neighbors cannot afford to have these resources, meaning technology-wise, like internet. So just keep in mind, maybe one of your neighbors, somebody you know that you think may utilize these resources that Soledad is talking about, it's always good to mention it to your neighbors. And they may go, wow, I didn't know that, because you're tuning into our podcast or you're listening to our podcast, but maybe they don't, right? So share the information. Obviously, you can always copy the link where this video is or where you're listening to this, and you can share it with these families. Paul, you had a question?
Yeah, just one more time. How do they reach, where do they go on the internet to find out more information about this event or about Cal Optima in general? You got lots of programs in there, lots of information.
We have our website.
Let's give that out if we didn't already.
www.caloptima.org.
Okay, caloptima.org.
Yes, yes. And everything is in there, from our board meetings to all the services we provide, how they can request the sponsorships if somebody needs a sponsorship, calendar of events, and specific events as well.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, share the information, share this video, copy the link, spread the word, because the better it is for them to reach out to the community. I think, unfortunately, sometimes people have a little bit of a fear factor of looking into something new, or they're embarrassed. I know today we talk about those days when we were kids in Santa Ana, and she's like, I was embarrassed to go get this or to go get that help or to, and I'm like, why, Mom? I'm like, and I get it, the pride a little bit sometimes, it's hard, the ego, you know? But if you know somebody in need, share this information with them, because these are great resources that are being provided. And so again, Soledad, thank you for being on the show. And again, this next event is going to be in August?
August 1st. August 1st. El Modena High School in Orange.
El Modena High School in the city of Orange. And it will kick off 9 o'clock?
9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
1 p.m., but get there early.
Get there early, because there'll be a line.
There'll be a line. Yeah. And be patient. Be patient,
exactly.
Please.
Exactly. Know there's going to be a fun day. Even if you have to be in line, there's a lot of things to do. Also, for everybody that is listening, know that this event's people think, like you said, people are embarrassed, but because there's so many people there, it doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference. Yeah. At the same time, people will not be embarrassed when they get to school and they don't have their supplies. That's the thing we're trying to avoid. You're coming ready. You're not the one being singled out because you didn't have this vaccine or because you didn't have that or because your hair was not here, because your shoes were not there. Yeah. We are trying to avoid that and support the family. So knowing that, listening to this podcast, sharing the information, you, whether you're there that day or not, you're supporting the families. And at the end, the future of our country, because those are the children that are going to school and they need to be ready to learn.
What I love about it is something as simple as they also can get a haircut. It's not just school supplies, right? And it's not just a fun event. But getting a haircut, you'd be surprised how much that matters, having a fresh haircut before the school year starts. Mm-hmm. That starts you off on a good step, right? And so thank you to all your providers, your team, your staff. Kudos to them. And folks, we'll see you there in August 1st.
In August 1st.
At El Medina High School. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much, John.
Thank you, Cal Optima Health. We really appreciate you guys. Take it away, Mr. Paul Roberts.
Wow, some great information there. One more reason to tune in each and every time so that you don't miss any of this stuff coming up here as we continue to focus on our community, because our community is your community. Right here in Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio. Streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beale Applied Innovation Center.